Sergeant Robert Ott. He's with the Ingham County Sheriff's Homeland Security and Emergency Management Division. Sergeant Ott, how are you?
Good, sir. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Pretty cool designation, as Ingham County is now a storm-ready county, as designated by the National Weather Service. What's this mean?
Well, what it means for us is it's recognition by the Weather Service that we, our emergency preparedness efforts that we do here in Ingham County and through my office, with things that we put out, such as on Nixle, using our social media sites to warn people of impending severe weather. And the Weather Service has recognized us for the stuff that we've done by giving us this designation.
All right, Ingham County becomes one of 14 counties, 10 communities, 5 universities, 5 commercial sites, 5 state parks, and a military site in the state of Michigan to receive this designation. All right, let's just say we know that a severe storm is coming into the area. What do you do?
Working with the local meteorologists at some of the TV stations, myself and with the Weather Service out of Grand Rapids, we also have a weather radar loop here at the Emergency Operations Center in Mason that we can monitor this all day. And we, as things progress and we start putting information out to people, working with the Weather Service and trying to make people aware that weather's coming.
And by getting the word out, how effective is that, just from your estimation, in lessening injuries and people being hurt?
Yeah, we've found we've gotten a lot of positive feedback on the stuff that we've done, especially in the last year and a half or so, by using those sites that I spoke about, Facebook page that we have at our office, a Twitter account, using Nixle, and things like that. We know people are monitoring those things. People have Facebook and Twitter and Nixle and on their phones while they're at work, or school principals are using our information to plan their days to make sure that school kids are safe. We've added outdoor warning sirens around the county, and we're continuing to do that using grant money to try to make sure that there's a siren in every local township or community within the county. So we're really pushing the word to people if we tell you that severe weather is coming, that we hope that you heed our word and you take the necessary precautions.
All right, you know there are going to be those who say, you know what, Michigan weather changes all the time. Usually it's not as bad as being forecast. I'm just going to ignore this and go on with my day. How would you respond to that?
Well, I would say that if the Weather Service and my office or the television forecasters are saying that the weather is coming and that you should do certain things, that you should do those things. The technology is so much better than it used to be. Take, for example, the snowstorm that we had last February. They predicted an amount of snow. They predicted when it was coming in. They predicted when it was going to end, and they were right on the money. So we're using all that technology to our advantage to try to warn people that stuff is coming and that the necessary precautions need to be taken.
As you wrote to me in an email, Storm Ready also helps establish a commitment to creating an infrastructure system that will save lives, as you just talked about, and protect property. But receiving Storm Ready recognition does not mean that a community is storm-proof. What does it mean?
Yeah, it just means that government officials here in the county we're taking steps to notify people that the weather's coming. Like I've been saying, you need to take certain precautions for yourself and your family, and school administrators, school principals. They've been listening to us, and yes, it doesn't make us storm proof. It doesn't put a bubble around Ingham County to say that we're never going to have severe weather, because that's not true. And we have to do a hazard analysis every year as required by the state of Michigan. And still, the number one and two hazards for Ingham County are severe weather. Whether it's thunderstorms is number one and severe winter weather is number two.
Sergeant Robert Ott is with the Ingham County Sheriff's Homeland Security and Emergency Management Division. Sergeant Ott, thanks so much for your time and congratulations.
Thank you, Tony. Thanks for having us again.